Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Me and you'll never be alone. I island breeze and lights down low. No one has to know.
Unless you have had your eyes and your ears removed in the last year or so, you will know that that is Taylor Swift. Let the games begin, folks, because at 11 a.m. this morning, the first batch of tickets for the Irish gigs went on sale. And anyone who's a Taylor Swift fan or lives in a house with one will know about the excitement and the build-up that has led up to today. The pop megastar will play three shows in the Aviva Stadium next June as part of the Eras Tour. Joining me now to say what has been going on through this torturous process is broadcaster and DJ Conor Behan. It's almost at an end. People are either going to have tickets or not have them by the end of today.
That's very philosophical. You should be on the Taylor Swift ticketing team. So yeah, obviously three shows that you mentioned, they're happening next year in Dublin's Aviva Stadium. They're going on sale. They've been on sale since 11 for the first date, and then at 1 o'clock today the next day goes on sale, and at 3 o'clock today the next day goes on sale. So they're trying out this staggered ticketing process with queues and stuff to try and combat bots. And obviously there was controversy last year when these dates went on sale in the US and how many fans did or didn't get tickets. So they're trying to get them to everybody, but as Ticketmaster have been saying in the last 2 weeks, there won't be enough for everybody, sadly.
And I don't doubt Taylor Swift management's sincerity, and I don't doubt Ticketmaster's sincerity on what it is that they say that they are trying to do. But God, hasn't it been very convenient for them that we're all talking about Taylor Swift and little else?
I know, and you know, the thing is, there's always going to be big demand, even for stadium shows, which are massive venues. I mean, it's 82,000 people per night at the Aviva, and it will sell out. But how to manage that expectation and manage that interest is, I think, a real challenge now, particularly because even I was looking on Twitter just to see what fans are saying using the different hashtags, because Taylor's fans are super engaged, and they're flooded with spam and kind of fake offers of tickets before they were even on sale. So, you know, it's hard to navigate the spam and the bot kind of stuff that happens around ticket sales now.
Manage those expectations, you say. Crisis management and logistics teams galore would be needed to navigate the process in the first stage. Tell us what it is that people have to go through to get to this far.
So people who pre-ordered the album Midnights, which came out last year, were given pre-sale codes. There was a pre-sale last week and you could register your interest for that. Some people got tickets then. You could also register for the ticket sale that happened today. So anyone who...
You didn't have to buy the album though.
No, that's just one option. And obviously the album came out a year ago before there was even a tour announced. So it depends on when and you got involved. But today's sale has been staggered, and so you've had to you can't just click on Ticketmaster.ie and go, I'd like to try. You have to be sent a registered link, and then there's a text that they send you as well. It's to try and stop, I think, scalpers and people coming at the last minute. So it's one way to do it. In some ways, it's more like to be in a queue and go, there's 60,000 people in front of you in a virtual queue is daunting, but is it more maybe straightforward than the way sometimes you click on and you've no idea how many have even gone and the gig is sold out in 2 seconds.
Do Taylor Swift gigs deliver? Are they actually worth all of this furore?
You know, I will say to her credit, this is a three and a half hour show, and it's called the Eras Tour because it's diving into every single album, many of which she has re-recorded or is in the process of re-releasing or re-recording. So I think we forget the last time she was here in 2018, there's been 4 new albums since then and 3 re-recorded albums since then. So both the back catalogue has been, I think, revived and reinvigorated, and there's been new material that has done exceptionally well and provided big hits on the charts.
Nobody doubts that there's plenty of toe-tapping material there, but yeah. I'm talking about the actual gig themselves. Are they that good that they warrant all of this?
You know, Taylor Swift is a really good performer in terms of she's great at engaging with the audience and creating that sense of intimacy even in these massive venues, because a lot of her music is story driven, or fans love to dive into the clues and the storytelling of her songs. There's stuff like the surprise song where every night she plucks a song from the archives she hasn't done live in years or never done live and plays it exclusively in that place. And also for the dates in Dublin and for the European leg, she's supported by the rock group Paramore, who recently played 2 shows in the 3 Arena in Dublin. They're massive selling act in Ireland on their own, and to see them and Taylor is not a bad bill. Listen, the tickets are not cheap either way, and people's mileage for that will vary, but I do think a 3 hour plus pop concert, where most of her contemporaries are like, you're getting 90 minutes, that in and of itself is bang for your buck, because you know you're going to get through a lot of material. So
what is the cost?
That is a good question. From the pre-sale, we learned that tickets start at €86 to €206 for the general seating. There's general standing that starts at €126, and that goes up to around €206 for spots directly in front of the stage. There's a lot of VIP packages which are expensive. The cheapest one is €371, and there's one for nearly €750. That gives people like early entry priority seating. Whether that's worth it, the whole VIP ticket thing, I think, is something that raises eyebrows. Like, the people who can afford that can afford it, but it's certainly not for everybody.
Okay. We're 48 minutes into the ticket sale process, which reminds me that we're 45 minutes into the first half. We're into 6 minutes of additional time now in Sydney, and the score there is still nil all, but we'll be going back to Samantha Labrerie in a few minutes' time. As I say, though, nearly 50 minutes into the sale process, what are you seeing on social media? How is it going for people? Are they getting what they want?
I noticed some people did get tickets. Some were saying, there's only 1,000 in front of me in the queue, it's not too bad. Some were saying, I came on straight away and I had 60,000 in front of me. Some are saying, oh, there's only really VIP packages left. It really does seem to vary hugely. I think it is a bit of a lottery. Even though people have registered, there's an element of you might get lucky, you might not. And of course, we have two more dates going on sale later today as well. So how they'll fare, I'm not sure.
And did you have to register your pre-interest for a specific day, or if you fail now at 11 o'clock, can you try again at 1 o'clock?
That I'm not sure, but I know when you registered, they just said, we're going to send you a link and you have to try. So I don't think you get much say in which date you're going to try for. That's the lottery element of it, sadly.
Okay. And when you go online, you're seeing a countdown in front of you, are you?
As to
how many people are in the queue.
Like, some people are saying it's going up and going down. I mean, I've done it for other gigs, not that high a volume, but when you see that number, you're like, is this worth it? Like, you just kind of go, what am I doing here?
Yeah, is this worth it? Well, sorry, I've already asked you that question. Yes, you said, but that's a subjective test at the best of times, isn't it? Is there anybody else for which we have seen a process like this, or has she managed to make, or have her management managed to make a high art out of this process?
I think it's hugely down to, I don't know if you saw what happened in America with this tour last year, at like kind of around October, November of last year, when these shows went on sale, the pre-sale alone had, Ticketmaster had anticipated about 1.5 million fans taking part in a pre-sale, and they had over 14 million fans arrive on the day, and they were hit with a wave of bots and scammers trying to hack their system as well. They had to cancel the general pre-sale, and they did a version of this registered interest thing where about a month later, if you tried in the pre-sale, you were sent an email saying, hey, there's a general sale in these dates for your city. Do you want to try this? So as much as, you know, you can be cynical about the hype that this generates, it's also because they're trying to stop the catastrophic way it went in the US last year, to the point where there was a Senate hearing about the Ticketmaster monopoly and how poorly in their eyes it had been run. Like, it created this massive conversation, partly because Taylor Swift fans are passionate and organized online, but also because there's been a conversation about the Ticketmaster monopoly in the US for a long time that goes back to like the 80s. I think under the Reagan administration, he changed some business rule that gave them more of a monopoly. So it was a legit, I think, sense of frustration for fans. The process last year for the US states was kind of miserable in the end. Like, if we think the queues are bad today, they were even worse last year.
But you know what you could just do, Connor?
Yeah.
You could just shake it off.
Oh, you got me there.